Chapter 25. Then. The smoke is strong and sweet, and when it hits her lungs, it's such a shock that she coughs it back out until her eyes water, and then they're both laughing, even though her chest feels like it did in the days after the fire. Rob takes the joint back and smoothly inhales a deep lungful. He blows out smoke rings. "That, my dear," he says in a faux posh accent, "is how to do it."
"Where did you get this shit?"
She tries again, and this time manages to fight the urge to choke. The buzz is pretty instant. A warm, tingling, light-headed feeling. She likes it. He wiggles an eyebrow at her. "I have my own irresistible ways."
"No, really, where?"
Rob is pure energy to her. She loves him a little bit. She knows that. He's so different. She has never met anyone who gives less of a shit about all the things you're supposed to find important. All the things her parents found important. The things David finds important. Having a plan, a career. Rob is like the wind. Here, there and everywhere. Destination unknown. It must be wonderful to be like that. "One of the nurses. I persuaded him to get it for me."
"Which one?"
She stares at him. She can't even imagine how she'd start going about that. "Does it matter? They're all equally dull," he says, looking out into the night. "Just one of them." They're locked in one of the bathrooms. The sash window is pushed up high, and they're squashed together as they lean out, smoking. She had gone to the boys' wing, even though Rob had volunteered to come to her. She wanted to do it. She wanted to take a risk, to feel something. And creeping through the corridors to the central staircase, sneaking past the solitary light of the night nurse's station below, and then up to the other, illicit wing of Westlands, had been exhilarating. She'd been breathless and giggling when she got there, and now, with the weed burning her lungs, she feels brilliant. She wonders which of the nurses he got it from and why he won't tell her. Is it because she hasn't told him why the solicitor was here? He hasn't asked, but she knows him well enough to know that isn't because he's not curious. Of course he's curious. He's the cleverest person she knows, except maybe David. She takes the joint from him and inhales. There's a cool breeze that lifts her hair, and she feels like she's flying. She laughs a little bit from nowhere. Flying. Maybe she will tell Rob about the solicitor. They have their own secret now anyway. As if in tune with her thinking, Rob speaks. "Where do you go when you dream, you know? What's on the other side of the door for you?"
"Different places," she says.
It's a deflection. It's harder for her to explain. The first door was a long time ago for her. It's different now, and has been for a few years. He's new to all this. Depends on my mood.
"It's so weird," he says. "Weird, but brilliant."
It's been 5 nights since Rob first managed it, and since then he's been like a natural. She knows he's not lying. Not that she thinks he would, because all the therapists are calling it progress. They're all feeling smug. He's the golden boy at Westlands now that he sleeps without screaming. They think they've cured him. They think they've helped her too. If only they knew they had nothing to do with it. There are doors in the mind to be opened, but not how they think, not at all. How would they cope with the truth? They'd probably need therapy. She giggles aloud at that. She's starting to think like Rob.
"It's like having the world at your fingertips," he says.
"Yep," she nods, "and no more nightmares." "Amen to that," he says, and passes her the spliff. They've nearly finished it, but she doesn't mind. Her head is swimming, and she thinks that much more might make her sick. But she's loving the way her skin feels odd. And all that she wants to do is laugh. Everything is funny. She grins at Rob and he grins back, and they don't need to say anything. After a moment, She rests her head on his arm. It's thin and wiry, so different to David's broad shoulder and farm-strengthened bicep. David's watch would hang as loosely on Rob's wrist as it does on hers. It feels good to lean on Rob, though. She feels safe. She could never have this moment with David, and that makes her a little bit sad. David barely dreams, let alone has night terrors. David didn't listen when she tried to tell him. David would never be able to do what Rob has done, and that's a simple fact. But it doesn't stop her feeling wonderful that there is someone who can. A friend who can. Someone she can share it with. Some of it, at least.